Listen to the shepherd. Listen to the shepherd. Calling, calling us over. Ralph Stanley's haunting bluegrass song focuses our attention on Jesus' words in this gospel passage that we just heard. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Listen, listen to the shepherd. Today we call Good Shepherd Sunday. It's the fourth Sunday of Easter, and every year in our tradition we celebrate the Good Shepherd. Our theme throughout this whole glorious season of Easter is the good news of the risen Christ and his invitation to us to hear him and to follow him and to imitate him, to allow our lives to be transformed by him. On Easter Sunday, do you remember we heard the story from John? All these gospel stories in this season are from John. The story of the risen Lord calling Mary by name by the tomb. And that was when she knew him, when she heard his voice calling to her. The second Sunday of Easter, Jesus showed his wounds to Thomas, the twin, the doubter, the man who wanted proof. And Thomas fell down and worshipped him as his God, his Savior. Last Sunday, you heard the story of the fish breakfast, as I like to call it. The story of Peter and his friends losing hope and going fishing, going back to their old lives, fishing on the lake in the twilight of dawn, and of hearing Jesus calling to them from the beach. And Peter, fixed in the heart by Jesus' voice, leaps out of the boat and is reconciled with Jesus as he repents of his denial. So today, in our Acts story, Peter, transformed, is channeling Jesus' power as he calls to Dorcas and brings her back to life. The Revelation passage paints a glorious vision for us of the victory of Christ, the ultimate victory of the Lamb of God, slain for us, risen again, and returned to rule over all of the universe. And in the gospel story, Jesus proclaims to the Pharisees and to us that he is the good shepherd, and that those who hear his voice and who follow him will receive the gift of eternal life, not sometime in the future, not at the end of this life, but right here, right now. They receive the gift today. He will guide us safely. He will guide us safely. Calling, calling us over. Peter is transformed by his encounters with the risen Christ, and he calls to Dorcas to return. And she returns to the community that needs her and loves her in response to hearing him call her name. And just so, the Good Shepherd calls to us, calls us out of that valley of the shadow of death that we sang about in the psalm, calls us out of sin into righteousness, out of darkness into light, out of death into life. We are all his children. We are all his children. Calling, calling us over. All of us are his children, his lambs, his flock. It's tempting to read this gospel as exclusionary in some way. As Jesus says to the Pharisees, you do not believe. You are not my sheep. You don't hear my voice. But they can. They can learn to hear, to listen, as each of us can learn to hear his voice, to listen for his voice in our lives, to recognize it as we go through this life of faith. We can learn to recognize a voice that matters to us. When my son Sam was in his senior year at Langley High School, 4 years ago now, he took human anatomy and physiology, and for some reason, in a human anatomy and physiology class, a class project at the end of the year, just at this time of year, was that each student was assigned a day-old chick. And they had to look after that chick, day and night, 24/7, for 2 weeks. Seemed like a lot longer than 2 weeks. And Sam bonded with his chick, he named her Phoenix, and he took her everywhere. And sometimes he wished he didn't have to take her everywhere. But at the end of the class, there was a test, and the test was that all the chicks were placed in a big crowd in a sort of playpen area, and one by one, the students were to walk into the crowd of chicks very carefully and call to the chick, and then they were to walk back out again. And if the chick followed them, the right chick, then they had looked after the chick and it had bonded with them. And sure enough, little Phoenix followed Sam right out of the crowd. Now, we're not sure if it was his voice or his exceptionally large feet that she recognized. But nevertheless, this chick was so bonded to Sam that when he picked her up, instead of her huddling in a protective stance, as a chick tends to do, she was perfectly happy to lie flat on her back in his hand with her little legs in the air. Perfectly trusting. Now, if a chick can learn to recognize a voice and bond, so can we surely learn to recognize the voice of our shepherd. It's not always that easy. We have a term in the church we call discernment, which is about listening and recognizing the voice of Jesus in our lives. And we've talked about this in the Long Range Planning Committee, about how it's hard. It can take a long time. It's slow. It takes a lot of practice. It's not always clear to us whose voice we are hearing. We do have to work at it. We have to learn to listen. We have to immerse ourselves in Scripture so that we can distinguish Jesus' voice from the other voices of the world. And we do that by getting to know him so well that we will know when something we hear is characteristic of our good shepherd. We have to live in his presence, live in the body of Christ, this worshiping community. We need to be active in participation in worship, to come to communion, to be together, to pray for one another, to be part of this body that makes up Christ. We need to learn to follow his commandments, to love God, to love our neighbor. And the hardest thing of all, perhaps, we need to find opportunities to stop our busy lives and be quiet. Because if there's all that noise going on and you're making the noise, you're never going to hear the one voice you need to hear. And so we need to stop and listen for that voice. And we need to live Christ-like lives to imitate him. Follow his footsteps. Follow his footsteps. Calling, calling us over. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. This is the Easter good news that we hear in this season. Christ is risen from the dead. The Good Shepherd calls to each of us by name. Listen to the shepherd. Listen to the shepherd. Calling, calling us over.